There is a question or two remaining, if Maharshi feels we yet have time. One question is another deep question on the principles of Maharshi's Vedic science. This question has to do with the mechanics of desiring and is a response to Maharshi's comments of recent press conferences. This question has been asked, I think, many times in slightly different ways. It says, Maharshi, to fulfill desires from the level of softest thinking, must you consciously introduce the specific intention you want to accomplish, or is it a case of Mother Nature knowing what you want before you even desire it?
It's a question of being on the lap of Mother Nature, and then all your desires are her desires. We familiarize ourselves with the transcendental field of total natural law, and then every desire already springs from that level. So every desire springing from the level of total natural law is total support of nature. And nature is invincible and almighty and omnipresent, and therefore automatically every desire gets fulfilled once we have the proper familiarity with that basic level of the source of all thought, the transcendental field where the constitution of the universe is always awake. So we have to be awake on that level, and it's so easy to do, because we don't have to go out anywhere to get onto it. It's our own value, and we have taught to the world for the last 50 years how simple it is to transcend and be in tune with it. Only with practice, it becomes more and more thoroughly familiar to us, and then one begins to radiate through thought and speech and action. It's very simple, it's very easy, it's very real, very real. And now we can talk in terms of the theoretical finding of every physical science also. So it's nothing obscure now to the intellectual field of scientific research. It's very beautiful, And summarize to them in your words.
Thank you, Maharshi. There are a few questions on the mechanics of soft thinking. The first is, Maharshi, if soft thinking is the most potent and effective way to achieve anything, what then is the purpose of action?
Success is always through action. Now it is the quality of action that we say, not big, hard, tiring action, but softest action, which is softest thinking. It is action. It is action because the delivery of good, the delivery of the goal will always be through action. In the Vedic expression, karmanaiv hi sansiddhi asthita janakadaya. The examples of the King Janak and all of them, they were liberated people, but their siddhi is always through action. Action has to be there in order to produce the effect. It's a matter of enjoyable action or tiring action. So we prefer enjoyable action. we have our daily Vedic program, and then action will spontaneously be right action, and we'll not have to strain. And the result of right action will be fulfillment of desire. Whatever one desires, it will be there. One cannot get out of action anyway.
Thank you, Maharshi. There's one more question on the subject of softest thinking. Maharshi, if there are no boundaries or impediments to the fulfillment of a desire at the level of softest thinking, why does it take more than one enlightened person? Why does it take a large group to achieve a global goal like world peace?
Everyone is doing action, and the effect of wrong action will come back to him. Somebody's right action will have the right influence, but other people's wrong action have to go to him. There is no hiding face from what one does to get the result. For the ignorant people who don't know, they can think anything, they can do anything. But whatever they do, the result of their action, they cannot avoid. One can do what one wants, but the effect of what one does will always be inevitable. Will always be inevitable. A bulb, the bulb radiates to quite a large distance. But when we want every place to be lighted, we have to have many bulbs spread all over. Just like that, when we want the whole world to be pure and positive, harmonious, then we have to have these single individuals, a lot of them, or groups of them, everywhere.